السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم, and welcome to the series قيامة The Final Reckoning. In our last discussion we spoke that Israfil عليه الصلاة والسلام is the one who will blow the trumpet, and he's been waiting for the command of Allah from the time he was created. There will be two blowing of the trumpet. The one is when the trumpet will be blown and the entire earth will cease to exist and everyone who is alive will die. And the second blowing of the trumpet will be when Allah wants to resurrect everyone and commence the reckoning. And we discussed the verse of the Quran, وَنُفِقَ فِي السُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. There is a view that there will be three blowing of the trumpets. One when everyone will be shocked and dazzled, and the third is when everyone will die. The second is when everyone will die. And the third is when everyone will be resurrected. Then, illa man sha Allah, except whom Allah wills, meaning who are the ones that will be exempt? And what exactly will they be exempt from? Will they be exempt only from the terror? Will they be exempt from dying at that stage and perhaps die at the later stage? There's a lot of scholarly opinion, discussion and debate. Some say it will be the angels. Others say it will be the angels specifically who carry the throne of Allah. Some say it will be the senior angels, Jibreel, Mikael, Israfil, Israel. Some say it will be the Shuhada, the Anbiya. There are various viewpoints in that regard. Now, today we commence a discussion on resurrection itself. Al-Ba'th wa Nushur. Ba'th wa Nushur, two Arabic words, right? Ba'th is the restoration of the body and bringing it back to life on the day of resurrection. And Nushur is a synonym of Ba'th. From the time we were in Maktab, we learned about Ba'th, Ba'd al-Maut, resurrection after death. Wa ilayhi Nushur, you know, in the dua, to Allah will we be resurrected. So on the second blowing of the trumpet, the souls will return to the bodies. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks about this in Surah Yasin. وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. And the trumpet will be blown, and behold, from the graves they will come out quickly to their Lord. قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا. They will say, woe to us, who has raised us up from our place of sleep. They will be like shocked. Even if they were punished in the grave, this will be more terrifying for them. They will be like, what's happening here? There is a hadith which tells us that the second blowing of the trumpet will be preceded by the falling of water from the sky, which will cause the bodies of people to groan. In a narration of Sahih Muslim, Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu anhuma is the narrator. It is mentioned that the trumpet will be blown and no one will hear it but tilt his head. The first one to hear it will be a man who will be fixing his camel's drinking trough. He will fall unconscious. And all the people will fall unconscious, meaning everyone will die. Then Allah will send down rain like the dew, or Allah will send down a shadow. You know, the narrator was somewhat confused, from which the bodies of the people will grow. That rain will cause the bodies of the dead people to grow, because the body would have decomposed, disintegrated. Then the trumpet will be blown again, and they will be standing, looking on, waiting. Meaning that's when they will be given life again. So this rain will fall. That's why you see in the Quran many times Allah talks about resurrecting the dead earth by sending rain. There are these seeds that lie dormant in the earth, and then the rain falls upon it, and all of a sudden you see the greenery and you see everything become lush. So how will the rain cause the bodies to grow again? It will be from a small bone. When the water reaches that small bone, it will grow like how when the water reaches these seeds and then the herbs and the plants grow. Which small bone is it? The coccyx, right? The tailbone, which is a round bone at the base of the spine. There's a hadith in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, when Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, between the two trumpet blasts, there will be 40. Then water will come down from the sky and they will grow like herbs. There is no part of man that does not disintegrate, meaning after he dies, except for one bone, which is the coccyx. From this, he will be created anew on the day of resurrection. In another hadith of Sahih Muslim, all of the children of Adam will be consumed by the earth apart from the coccyx from which he was created, and will be created anew. So the body will be recreated. The water will fall from the coccyx. The development will take place again. The body will be recreated. Then the trumpet will be blown and these bodies will be given life. But they will be somewhat different. Now you'll have a different kind of life. One difference will be that you won't die. In this world, when you were born, it's inevitable you're going to die. But when you are now resurrected, the one difference is you won't die. وَيَأْتِيهِ الْمَوْتُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ وَمَا هُوَ بِمَيِّتٍ. And death will come to him from every side, yet he will not die. Yet he will not die. People will be able to see things that they were not able to see with their first bodies or in the first life. They will be able to see the angels. They will be able to see the jinn. They will not spit. They will not defecate or urinate, those who are going to Jannah with this new body. So the scholars have explained the two creations are two things of the same category. Meaning when you were created the first time in this world and now when you will be created for at the time of resurrection. It's not totally different, but it's not absolutely similar as well. Two things of the same category. They are similar in one way, but different in another. We'll leave it there for today and continue the discussion tomorrow, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.